Let's hop back in the car and head back to Albany, California. After all, this is a pretty cool lab, and you'll never know what inventions you'll find here. Earlier in the podcast, we showed you a performance tire comprised of the Wonder Plant Wiuli. Let's stick with the car theme and talk about clean energy, such as the hydrogen fuel cell technology. According to the Department of Energy, a fuel cell uses the chemical energy of hydrogen or other fuels to cleanly and efficiently produce electricity. With hydrogen fuel cells, the only products are electricity, water, and heat. One of the challenges for producing these fuel cells for cars and trucks is capturing and storing hydrogen on a mass scale. Dr. Orton and his collaborators are developing a large filter-type application that could capture and then store hydrogen, as well as other components for energy purposes.
You can make a high surface area kind of porous mesh that picks up hydrogen selectively. If you've picked up the hydrogen, you can store the hydrogen. And then you might change the chemistries, change the conditions, change the temperature, and the hydrogen that you store, you release when needed. An air filter becomes a hydrogen storage device and becomes a hydrogen sink that you can use in a fuel cell.
Think about the furnace filter in your basement. It allows air to pass through, but it traps dust and other particles, which keeps these allergens from floating all over your house. Now imagine that when the filter gets full of particles, you could pull them off the filter and use them as an energy source.
If that were a really selective filter, a lot of air would go through and it would pick out the hydrogen molecules as best as it can. And so you'd have a concentrated array of hydrogen on that surface. If you've got a lot of surface area, you can pick up a lot of hydrogen in that filter, in that mesh. And then you reverse the filter activity. So whatever you did to collect the hydrogen, you somehow reverse that activity and it becomes a hydrogen source.
Dr. Orton and his collaborators are building these filters out of agricultural waste, such as discarded almond shells. The shells are heat-activated and turned into a carbon substance called biochar, which is completely organic. The biochar is then turned into what is called activated carbon, which enables it to trap and hold gases like hydrogen and other substances. This technology holds great potential for the hydrogen fuel cell market. But it also holds promise for other sources, including capturing and storing a major greenhouse gas before it releases into the atmosphere.
Methane is 25 to 30 times worse as a greenhouse gas than CO2. So every landfill puts out methane, wastewater treatment facilities put out methane, and definitely manure ponds. This is where you want to capture greenhouse gases and don't let them out. Then you either want to use them, say, to generate electricity or any other chemistries you want to do with that methane. So you want to catch it, treat it as a sink, and then once it's concentrated, use it as a green material or green electricity.
Dr. Orts is currently working with a manufacturing company to more efficiently trap and store methane in wastewater treatment plants and then convert the gas into bioplastics. The filter technology could be used broadly to help keep greenhouse gases out of the atmosphere while providing a renewable energy source for the future.
First, you're taking the methane or hydrogen or greenhouse gases out of an airstream, greenhouse gases that don't end up as a greenhouse gas pollutant, and then you're going to use them later in some kind of efficient green process. So it's a double positive.